This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live. We're at ForkFest 2019 on day five, the final of all 5 days of this third year of this amazing event. Ian and Mark in our remote studio on a beautiful sunny day here at Rogers Campground. A little chilly under the shade, as it normally is, but all you got to do is step right out into that sun, you'll warm right up.
It's ladies walking around in bikinis. I mean,
yeah, you know. It's a beautiful day. It's perfect early or late spring day here in northern New Hampshire.
Yeah, this is the time of year that people envy New England. I mean, there's certainly times of year in northern New England where you don't envy them at all, but this is the time of year that they certainly do.
Yeah, so, I mean, we've talked a lot about the festival over the last 5 days. If you missed any of it, just go to freetalklive.com, and you can download as many episodes as you like to get caught up. We're hopefully going to talk to Chris Wade from Think Penguin here in a little bit about his experience coming into this amazing event on day number four. So he came in last night, and Aria and Rich and I met him at the front gate, and he's got a cool story to tell, so I won't tease any more of it, but you know, like first time just kind of walking in halfway through this thing, or more than halfway through, was a really an interesting experience for him. So that's on the way. But if, for those of you just tuning in, we've been talking with Jay from the Fair Tax, the so-called Fair Tax, at fairtax.org, and he's an anti-tax advocate who is confusingly, in my opinion, advocating for a change to the federal taxation system. Now, to give you credit, Jay, it's, you know, it makes sense from the perspective as it's pitched, at least the idea of getting rid of the income tax. I don't think you'll find anybody, with the exception of H&R Block and the other tax professionals out there who make buku bucks off of helping people file income taxes, I think anybody else you talk to is going to be like, yes, let's end the income tax. That's a great idea.
Well, I do think that there are people who benefit from the income tax because it's just so Byzantine.
The tax professionals. Who else would benefit from it?
Convoluted.
Rich people who pay less by not paying a sales tax.
But they're still paying an income tax.
Yep, they might be paying very little, though.
You have to understand, yeah, the truly wealthy, or at least the smart wealthy, have mostly figured out a way to minimize their income, and mm-hmm. since, like I said, we don't have a wealth tax.
Well, they'll figure out a way to minimize the sales tax, too.
They get away with it.
I don't think they'd be worried about it.
Maybe.
You know, buy your stuff in another country or something like that.
Could be.
Or whatever. So let's get into some of the other aspects of this fair tax, because we did talk to a gentleman about this many years ago on Free Talk Live. So, you know, you're talking to a couple hosts who are actually pretty well versed on this this income tax. We wanted you to kind of give the basic pitch so our listeners could hear about it if they've never heard about it before. But one of the more insidious parts of this tax, and I want to ask you if it's still being included in this current version of it that has been, put in this year. H.R. what was it?
25.
H.R. 25. And that is the, I think it was, monthly welfare check.
Right.
That will be distributed.
It's called a prebate, but yes, essentially. Welfare is not reimbursing you for the costs of the tax up to, what they do is they calculate basically your family size, and then they send you a check as a rebate for prebate for the tax that you're going to spend on the necessities. So,
or at least that's what
really
they think.
It's not really like welfare. It's not enough to, you know, retire on. Like me, mm-hmm. The chart I have here is about 10 years old, but it got just single would be $200 a month. And then a family of four can go up to, you know, I think even up to 800 or something like that is
So the idea is they send you a check every month,
yeah,
from the federal government.
Go ahead.
Everybody with a social security number, right?
Okay, all right. Not everybody. Households.
Only households.
Yeah, one household, yes.
Okay, so.
I see what you're saying. It would be if there's three
separate
individuals.
How would they know how many people are in the household?
In the household, well, then you have to, well, again, there's...
Register as a household, I guess, with the IRS.
Yeah.
How are you going to prove it?
Well,
let an agent come in and inspect?
Well, here's the thing, is it is voluntary. You don't have to tell...
The prebate is?
Yeah, I'm... pretty sure it's voluntary. If you don't want the to tell the government who
the government's not going to hunt you down to
give you money, right?
So I haven't had that happen in life yet.
Okay, all right. Now that's an interesting point. If that's true, that would be
I did not understand.
Well,
I mean,
that
it's just like the survey, the census. Mm-hmm. I've never filled.
Well,
out
they
a census
tell you
form,
it's not voluntary,
right? But there have been people arrested.
I'm with you. No, they don't arrest people over that, from what I understand.
I think there is a case where, there's one.
I'd like
case.
To know about it. If you can find out about that.
Not long ago.
I'd like to know about that, because I refused also the census in 2010, and I refused with recording video of the census agents when they came to my house.
Yeah.
And all they did was they sent a second agent to try again, and I refused that person, and they left me alone.
Right.
When the agent came to my house, I just asked them the same questions they asked me. How many people are in your household? You know, like, if you're going to ask me nosy questions, I want to know them about your life, too.
Well, I guess the side benefit would be, and it's nefarious or not, I can't tell, but at least it would eliminate the need for a census, because this essentially would create a census, you know, if you will. So,
a voluntary
census, right. And, of course, if the census is essentially voluntary now, then you'd have your compliance levels.
It'd probably go up, considering that people
are giving money away.
$100 a month or whatever.
Right. I think it is. Is basically a euphemism, you know, to say that this isn't welfare, that this is a, you know, calling it a prebate. It's just another term for what is ultimately, to some extent, a welfare check. I mean, if you look at it, it's really no different than the advocates of the so-called UBI, the Universal Basic Income.
No, that's not it at all. So the prebate, the intention is to offset the amount that
I understand
people,
the
UBI would be a lot
more. You need to state it before you argue against it. Okay, the prebate.
He already stated.
The prebate is
now you're restating
intended to be a I did not hear that
you
statement.
Weren't paying attention.
Apparently not. It was supposed to be a the amount refunded from the food and necessities that
that's
you
that's the claim.
Right, that's the claim. And
but if you just spend it all on crack cocaine, then whatever.
It doesn't matter what you spend it on.
Right. It's a
refund.
Welfare check. It
you're going to eat, and you're going to buy toilet
welfare
paper.
People buy their toilet paper with their welfare check, too. What's the damn difference? It's just because that's what somebody called it. Oh, it's a prebate. It's not a welfare check.
The idea in many states is that a sales tax is not put on necessities. So, and it used to be, actually, in Florida that it wasn't on newspapers, either. They were considered.
Right. And I would love that option, because the prebate costs about 8%. So rather than being a 23% tax, it could be a 15% tax without the prebate, which I would love. I would love to see the necessities untaxed.
So it's now, the proposal is a 23% tax? Because I've heard it can go as high as 29%.
It depends on how you look at calculating percentages. Okay, so 130 is 30% of 100. Right, but
30% more than 100.
And I'm not an accountant, okay? But you can also think of it like this: it's 23% less than 100, too. You know, so it's really
so
the same. But
100 is
23%
less,
basically,
or whatever.
But it brings to the table how much you're actually contributing. Other than the current system where you have endless embedded taxes in every product and service that you buy, and all of that goes away, and we're swatting flies here.
Mosquitoes.
Oh,
he got it. He got it. Bounced it right over in my direction.
Yeah, I advocate for the fair tax in so much as...
Do you? Because you used to be against it.
No, I'm only against it for the purpose of look, I'm against taxes.
It's a tax, right?
But I'm for the fair tax over the income tax.
If it were proposed if it actually got passed in the way that it
written.
Is proposed, it would be an improvement.
Right.
I don't trust
massive.
That it would. I don't trust them to do because
well,
you already
so
pointed
what,
out when they passed
it from being brought to the floor because it might.
No,
fail?
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that at all.
Well,
I just don't trust politicians.
We'll just have to see what happens.
I got a limited amount of time, so I'm not going to spend my time getting behind any kind of tax changes because I don't trust these people. They're going to change it. They're going to gut it. They're going to do whatever they can to make it
well,
as worse as they can.
See.
You know what they might do? They'll be like, all right, we won't get rid of the income tax. We'll just make it so the income tax only applies to the super rich.
I think that's a distinct danger.
Sound familiar?
Because
that's, as you pointed out earlier, what they did
that's
originally
correct.
With the income tax.
Right?
Oh, yeah, no problem. It'll
They're
just
sneaky.
Be for the super rich. And then they made it so it's everybody.
Right.
Yeah. Well, at least we have one issue to focus on with our senators and congressmen instead of 52 different ones that we have to deal with when it comes to all the other taxes that this replaces.
So. All right, so what other bullet point do you think is worth sharing?
Well, I'd like to one more rebuttal to the fair taxes is that in order to institute it, you would have to appeal the 16th Amendment.
Yeah, that's very important. That's part of the bill.
Which makes
it
really hard to do, right?
Which authorizes the income tax, if you don't know which one it is. But
and it has 2 years. You have 2 years to do that. So within 2 years, you have to get another federal constitutional amendment passed through three-quarters of
which
the states.
Which hasn't happened in a long time.
A long time.
No, it does. Well, it has to. Okay, I see what you're saying. So you're saying the way it's going to be defeated is most likely they're not going to be able to get the
if they pass it,
amendment
they won't be able
repealed.
To repeal. Hold the thought.
Okay.
We can come back, talk about it here. Jay is with us from the so-called Fair Tax. This is Free Talk Live from Portchester 2019.
That's fair.
Is oral health important to you? If you don't like your own teeth, fresh breath, or kissing people, then by all means, stop listening. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I became passionate about the product that she created and never want to live without it. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, but I find it does much more. They want you to love My Magic Mud as much as I do, so they're giving you a money-back guarantee plus 20% off. Go to MyMagicMud.com and use coupon code FTL20 at checkout. MyMagicMud.com, FTL20.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're at ForkFest 2019. And if you haven't yet checked out the website, you can go to forkfest.party and learn more about the event there. As Ian and Mark continuing here from our remote broadcast studio, the beautiful Rogers Campground in the White Mountains of northern New Hampshire. It's an absolutely lovely day here as we're talking about the fair tax, so-called fair tax, with Advocate Jay here.
Just keep throwing that in, man.
I have to. I have to, because nobody, I mean, even you admitted there's no such thing as a fair tax.
No, I love it.
So I've, at least I appreciate that you're honest, you know, in that way.
Sure.
So we're going to continue with some of what you say are some of the benefits here, and we'll see what they are. But first, Mark, you want to share something?
Yeah, I want to tell you about American Financing. If you're looking to do some refinancing, your mortgage interest rate is a major factor that determines what your monthly payment will be. So when rates are low, like they are now, you're looking at an incredible savings. When you choose American Financing, you don't have to reset your loan. Instead, you choose the term you need. 18, 13, 12 years, 10, whatever. It's your mortgage and your terms. And I think that's what's best about American Financing is that their mortgage professionals aren't commissioned. They're all salaried. So they're not looking to get you the loan that benefits them. They're looking to get you the loan that benefits you. You can take advantage of a free mortgage review and start sooner rather than later. AmericanFinancing.net is the website. I've got to give this number, the NMLS number, 182334, consumeraccess.org. It's NMLS, consumeraccess.org. And the telephone number there, AmericanFinancing.net, is 88-804-0303. AmericanFinancing.net, 888-804-0303. And I think it's a great family-owned company right here with an A-plus rating of the Better Business Bureau, AmericanFinancing.net.
So, Jay, give us some more here. So, basically, the so-called fair tax is the idea of replacing entirely the income tax, mm-hmm. abolishing the income tax,
yep.
repealing
the 16th Amendment,
mm-hmm. which, as Mark pointed out in the last segment, it's a pretty tall order. That's a pretty hard thing to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just to be clear, if this bill passes, mm-hmm. and it's in this session, right, H.R. 25,
mm-hmm.
yep. I think you said.
It was introduced this year in January.
If this bill passes, Mark, you said there's like a two-year window where they then have to repeal the 16th Amendment before this goes into place, or will this go into place right away?
It goes into place, but they have 2 years. So we're going to get a nice sweet ride for a couple of years, and if that doesn't put pressure on them to repeal the 16th
Amendment. So hold on. So wait. Just to be clear, they would repeal the tax, meaning they can get rid of the enforcement of the tax, they can get rid of the income tax without repealing the amendment, but repealing the amendment makes sure they can't put it in place again in the future is the idea.
Exactly.
Right? So what if they don't repeal the amendment after the 2 years?
Well, it I guess it could languish, but the wording in the bill states that it nullifies the bill and have to start all over again.
So would that mean that the tax, the 23% federal sales tax that the fair tax implements, would that be there for the 2 years? Would it be active for those 2 years while they're trying to repeal it?
As far as I know.
If they fail to repeal it, they would then stop that tax?
I guess so. I mean, it really does, you're right. It kind of sounds like almost impossible to get this done legislatively, but there's only one way to find out.
Well, like, what are the odds they would stop the tax after they've already created whatever
bureaucracy? Law.
So you're saying it would auto-repeal itself after the 2 years?
That's the wording in the bill.
Okay.
It exists. And we can only talk about the bill as it exists.
Right.
I agree with you. They can change anything they want, and that's the danger of this. Yeah. But
any
they could do
can
that already.
Any way you want to change. Period.
It's an ugly process.
You know,
all right, give me another point here as far as why people should consider this.
Okay, sure. Well, of course, all income taxes are gone, including individual, Social Security taxes, Medicare taxes, self-employment taxes, capital gains taxes, alternative minimum tax, the gift tax, the death tax, the corporate tax, all of
that's
that is
gone.
That's
why this is never going to happen, right? I mean, these
right.
They don't want to get rid of all those taxes.
No, this replaces that revenue.
It doesn't replace these programs. It just takes them from your from being taxed out of your income to fund them.
Right. I see.
So okay.
Now, what happens? Here's what I want to know. What if I decide? All right, I want to buy a new computer.
Right.
and I don't want to pay sales tax on it because I don't want to fund the government because, you know, I morally have an objection to the existence of the state, let alone the fact that they're murdering innocent people around the globe, putting our own family and friends in jail over the war on drugs. I mean, you name it, all kinds of innocent, peaceful people being destroyed by this these tax programs. So let's say I know somebody who's a wholesaler and he's willing to sell me, you know, a computer out the back door without a sales tax attached to it whatsoever. We should probably expect to see the IRS or whoever doing sting operations trying to buy things from dealers to see if they can buy something without paying a tax. And then we're going to see people arrested for buying things outside of the sales tax.
So right now enforcement has to go after approximately, was it 50 million unfilers or 20 million or something, however many millions of people.
Yeah, there's a lot, dozens of millions.
But that turns the tax cheats, if you will, which is I don't even like using that word because, I know. Quote unquote,
tax heroes,
tax heroes. But anyway, it basically makes it easier and less, I guess, convenient to cheat, you know, than.
But this isn't if you want to buy something new, it's going to be tricky, right? Like you can try to buy it outside of the country and have it shipped in. That might be a way to get around it. Maybe by buying something from a foreign Amazon.
I don't think I'd agree with that.
You're only talking about buying new stuff. Just stop buying new stuff. If you want a new computer, get one that's refurbished. It's only 2 months old, but it's still used, and
Here.
Boom. There's ways to do it, man.
So somebody in the position that you're talking about, Ian, that says, I don't want to fund the war machine or whatever, but then it goes and buys from Canada. Hey, Canada's got a war machine, too.
It's not as bad, though.
They just sign up to do whatever the United States does, and as a percentage of the population, you're not.
They just do it a little more nicely.
You're not advocating for peace by buying from a company from a foreign country that pays its taxes.
Yeah, but in the same way that I would have a car registered in a different state from the jurisdiction that I find myself in, I can do business with a different state outside because then at least I'm not funding the killers and the murderers that are killing the people near me.
I guess. I mean, you're just out
of... I kind of get in the weeds.
If you jurisdiction shop, I say jurisdiction shop for an increase in value, and I don't think that that's it.
Yeah. Well, I don't think Canada is doing near the damage as far as their military is concerned around the planet. You never
they have
hear
a national sales tax, don't they? Does Canada have a national sales tax?
They probably got every tax.
I don't know. I don't. You never hear about the Canadian military, doing
horrific
things.
They went to Iraq.
I know they did. I know that they're out there, but they're not like... The U.S. government, dude. There's no military in the world like the U.S. government. You know that. You know the U.S. government's military budget is tremendously large compared to all the other ones.
We print it every year, by the way. We print our military, and by the way, it's about the same number to comply with the income tax. Around $500 to $700 billion is the compliance cost.
You mean the Federal Reserve printing?
Yeah, exactly. We print about as much as we spend on the military, which is about as much.
You keep saying we. You're not on the Federal Reserve.
We, I know.
Well,
I say we as a country.
I see.
Sorry, not me personally.
I would usually refer to them as the government.
Them, right.
I'm not part of them. I don't want to be.
I know. I'm a new anarchist. I'm trying to get my lingo down. Sorry.
How new are you to it?
Well, I mean, not new in a sense that maybe 5 years ago I realized I was a full-on voluntarist. And not a libertarian.
And you're considering moving to New Hampshire.
Yeah, absolutely. Awesome. That's part of the purpose of my trip here.
So. Well, I hope you enjoy the rest of your time at ForkFest. Jay from the Fair Tax at fairtax.org. Learn more about it there. Yeah, real quick.
This really would. Prices will stay the same. A lot of people freak out. It's like, well, I'm not paying another 25% of the register. Prices will stay the same because all of those embedded taxes will go away and corporations will pass that down to you. Also, don't forget, it repatriates trillions of dollars that are parked overseas because there's taxes on that right now, currently, if they bring it into the country.
We're out of time, Jay. I appreciate it, man. It's Free Talk Live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Egypt's former president Mohamed Morsi is dead after collapsing in court. The 67-year-old was being tried on espionage charges and was speaking to the judge when he became faint. He was rushed to a nearby hospital where he was pronounced dead. President Trump is set to announce his official 2020 presidential campaign tomorrow in Orlando, Florida. Police Chief Orlando Rolon regarding the police presence.
As far as anything outside of the norm, as you know, we have had a lot of visits in the past. We're used to these type of visits. This one is kind of unique in the sense that obviously is a national announcement that is being made. And for that reason, you probably will notice more presence, police presence in most of our downtown area.
The Pentagon is sending 1,000 troops to the Middle East in response to recent attacks on oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. We're at ForkFest 2019, and it's too late, I'm afraid, for you to join us for ForkFest this year. However, if you're still in the New England area, come on up for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It starts tomorrow, Tuesday through Sunday. And, of course, plan yourself to be at ForkFest 2020, because this year was way bigger than I thought that it was going to be. I figured it'd be bigger than year number two, but I didn't know if we would get this thing to be larger than year number two plus the wedding. Because remember, and by the way, we're changing up the host a little bit here. So I'm Ian.
I'm Chris.
And the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
Now, Chris, you just arrived last night, but let me finish the thought here about last year, because we were all here last year as well.
Yeah.
And so this is the third year of ForkFest, and So last year was definitely bigger than the first year by, like, you know, there was like a few dozen people the first year, and then I think we probably hit over 100 as of Saturday on year number two. So yeah. I think we tripled the numbers to year number two.
That was non-wedding.
Right, and then the wedding happened on Sunday, and that was Jay Noon, who's one of our co-hosts. He's a Wednesday night co-host. And I think he said he brought in like another 150 people or so. So if you included the wedding, year two probably would have been 250 people, but it's not really fair to include the wedding.
I wouldn't include it.
Was it 150?
That's what he said.
That's interesting. Dale Carnegie, I think.
The author?
Yeah, in one of his books, he was talking about the reasons that you should do business honestly, and he said that each of your customers will be important in the lives of about 150 people, and they'll talk to those people about how you do business with them, and so you need to do business with them well. And he based the 150 number on how many people show up for funerals and how many people show up for weddings. So that's...
He wrote a great book, by the way, How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Yeah.
Great book. One of my favorites.
Yeah, that was a great one.
So, anyway, my point being that even if you include the wedding last year, which would have been like maybe a total of 250 people if you include the 150 from the wedding, for the whole weekend of ForkFest, this I'm pretty sure has topped that.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, we were trying to figure out how many people were here. Of course, it's very hard to ascertain because there's no tickets for ForkFest. There's no centralized, you know, committee that's handing out passes. So,
well, there's an easier way to implement a count, which is just ask Rogers to ask, when they sell a campground, to say, how many people do you have and are you going to
but
the festival?
That's not even accurate.
It's a low estimate. Yeah.
It's going to be low because there will be people who walk in, but it gives you a baseline number.
It's
self-comparable because if you have more walk-ins, you're going to have more sites sold too, because somebody's going to say, we don't have room for anybody. Somebody's got to rent another site.
Well, and plus you won't also know how many people are on each site because even though they may tell, I don't know if Rogers asks you, like, hey, how many people are going to be on your site when you rent the site? I suspect they probably do, but that doesn't mean everybody's going to be, you know, for sure how many people. Because sometimes
there's a lot of people who sneak in.
Well, I don't know how many people sneak in because some people pay a day pass, but they may come in. Look, if you've rented
the campsite. But some people don't know about the day passes.
That's true. But also, if you've rented a campsite and you're here on a day pass, or somebody's rented a campsite, let's say you rented a campsite, you just set up your tent here today.
Yeah, right. I never checked in yesterday when I came last night.
If somebody shows up and says, oh, you know what, I'm going to stay here. Hey, can I crash on your tent site? And you're like, yeah, I got room. And they set up a tent site. All of a sudden, the numbers on your tent site have doubled, right? So, you know, if they sell 100 sites, there may be 200, 300 people on those 100 sites, maybe even more than that.
Yeah, and that happens all the time.
Place is very busy. Like, there's a lot of RVs here. There's people in the tenting area as well. I know Aria said she thought it was 1,000. I think that's way too high. But
I think it's probably closer to 500.
But we felt like minimum 300 were here yesterday. Probably closer to 500.
I'd say four or five times what we had last year, I think.
I was blown away. I mean, Saturday it was just cars coming in, RVs coming in, almost like a line of them it felt like. I mean, every few minutes there was a car coming past our table. We're right here on the main drag coming into the camping area. So anyway, all that said, to just say how big of an event this has become, and all without any central coordination, all without any, you know, committee deciding anything about how to advertise, how to promote this thing. It's just word of mouth. A little bit of radio promotion that we did. You've been promoting it, I think, on Freedom Decrypted. You know, wherever people want to, they're promoting this thing out there. It's a decentralized promotion.
Yep. And, I've been promoting pretty much any place people mention ForkFest. I've been saying, come up a couple weeks early.
Yeah,
you know?
Come on up.
I posted about it on a blog, on my company's blog, thinkpenguin.com, and then I also posted, we've been running ads for probably a couple of months now, every week on Freedom Decrypted as well.
Right.
So, certainly, and I talked about it as well at Southeast Linux Fest And I know, I think Call to Freedom has been, well, I mean, it's part of LRN, so I'm pretty sure there were ads playing on that, as well as Free Talk Live. And then Ernest Hancock.
Ernie Hancock promoting it on his show, yeah. So the cool thing is we probably don't know all the places, right?
No,
because we're not in charge. Nobody's in charge. So we can, you know, we got our ears out, so we know a few things, but the guys from AnyPay.Global just drove by. Help me take Bitcoin.com. I'm sure they promoted it on, Twitter or wherever it is that they are. And that's one of the other things I mentioned earlier is I think that, you know, for next year, if there's a way to do it, maybe I can get Roger Ver to promote this event, because he used to go to the port. He's been to
What if we bought Roger Ver a ticket to, I mean, a plane ticket to come?
I would love for him to come here, but he is not. Let's just say he's at odds with the U.S. federal government right now.
Okay, he doesn't want to enter the country.
Yeah,
I can't blame him for that. I wouldn't want to put myself in that risk either.
Yeah,
if I weren't already in it.
Well, trying to get away from the
U.S. I can already say that we can, you know, we can massively increase probably the numbers just based off some mailing lists and things that we've got. My company has that we could promote for next year.
Mark just showed me a message from Roger Ver saying that he hopes to be able to join us there. I presume he means in New Hampshire. Does he mean at ForkFest? He means at ForkFest. There again, 1 year in the future. I don't know if that means at some point in the future or next year.
Like at some point in the future. I think next year would have been the other phrase.
Yeah, it would be amazing. But to get the people in the crypto community to start promoting this as a crypto event, because
it is a crypto event.
It is totally a crypto event. Everything
was being sold.
It's got
vendors
a perfect name for a crypto event.
It does.
ForkFest.
Exactly.
Altcoin event.
As a matter of fact,
we should call it an altcoin event, not a Bitcoin event.
Were there any vendors? Were there any vendors that didn't take crypto?
I've not found a single vendor. At ForkFest, there has not been a single vendor
that is
refusing to take crypto. All of them are taking crypto, whereas at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, there are vendors who don't take cryptocurrency.
Right, and I've been very severely disappointed in the last year or two that there was maybe one or two vendors in Aguara Valley.
Was it that bad?
It was that bad. Even Lil Zos wasn't taking it.
Well, they were having connection issues.
But nonetheless, I think
a lot of people were having connection issues.
No, but there were some people who just don't want it.
There were some people who just don't want it.
There's like the Carney guys who just have no interest
whatsoever. Lil Zos,
which is okay. I mean,
it's fine, but it's not a crypto. You know, it doesn't give a crypto event feeling.
The reason I mentioned Lil Zos is because they are a business who regularly takes it already in Keene.
But if you don't have a signal, you don't have a signal.
It's true.
And the
they have done QR codes, printed QR codes the past year's Lil Zos.
Well, so, I would hope that you can't stop the signal. However, they're trying to, because the Porcupine Freedom Festival organizers apparently have a contract with Rogers to prohibit any alternative Wi-Fi access. So there may be some underground Wi-Fi that operates during the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but they may be, I don't know if they're going to try to hunt them down with a signal finder and, you know, stop them, but I hope not.
Well, you'd have to hunt down every Wi-Fi device in the park. I don't think you'd,
I don't think
it would work.
I don't know. I think you could do it.
You could triangulate the signal and find out where they're coming from.
Well, you could find out where each Wi-Fi, but they're just using the Wi-Fi protocol, so they would have no way to distinguish between,
you can identify the SSID.
You still can.
They're all on different channels.
MAC address, but how do you
it's not about a MAC address, it's triangulation, and if you have some ham radio operators, you can definitely do it.
It's signal strength.
Well, I know that you can find individual transmitters.
That's
the question is,
about.
Can you find the transmitters that are talking to the mesh and distinguish them from the transmitters who are their...
Mesh is outlawed at ForkFest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, as I understand it.
Yeah,
it's against
the
terms of service.
Be able to. If they don't publish the SSID, I think they're going to have a very hard time finding it.
Hold that thought. Okay. We can continue here. Because this is part of the problems of the centralized organization of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's leading to less fun, less opportunity. More coming up here from ForkFest in moments.
Are you dealing with overwhelming credit card debt? Then it's time to get rid of it. With a mortgage refinance from American Financing, you'll work with a salary-based mortgage consultant, so there's no pressure and no commission. No upfront fees either. I recommend American Financing because they continue to help customers save $1,000 or more each month without resetting their loan term. You may even be able to postpone up to 2 months of mortgage payments, creating an even greater upfront savings. Not a homeowner yet? Mortgage rates have been falling for the last few months, making it a great time to buy. Get started now by calling 888-804-0303. That's 888-804-0303. Or try their new digital mortgage at AmericanFinancing.net. You can download an instant pre-qualified letter, and you can complete the entire mortgage process online anytime, anywhere. 888-804-0303 or AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 1823-34. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and we're at ForkFest 2019. Go to ForkFest.party, learn more about the event, and hopefully plan to join us in 2020 for the next one. And it's not too late for you to join the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which kicks off tomorrow. That's Tuesday through Sunday, so most of a week. It's a great excuse to come up and check out New Hampshire and find out what it's like to actually live nearby people who mostly agree with you. Now, we may be quibbling over the fare tax here with Jay, who's a huge fan of the fare tax, as what he says is the lesser of the evils, and we'll get into more of the details here in a moment. But I want to say thanks to Richard Thompson, who is a gold amplifier, meaning that Richard gives $10 a month to the Free Talk Live AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's something we've been doing for a long time to allow our listeners like you to contribute directly to our efforts to get the ideas of liberty and peace and cryptocurrency on as many radio stations as possible. We now are on over 200 radio stations here on Free Talk Live throughout the week. They're not all on at the same moment, but over the 7 day span of a week, we're on all 205 radio stations that we're on, and that's awesome. And we couldn't have done it without the help of Free Talk Live amplifiers like Richard. So thank you for that. And you can join the AMP program over at amp.freetalklive.com. It's ampamp.freetalklive.com. And you can sign up with PayPal. You can use credit card or Bitcoin BTC. It's ampamp.freetalklive.com. As we continue, Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And Jay is with us from the Fair Tax, so-called Fair Tax. Now, you don't really believe
it's Americans for Fair Taxation, by the way.
You don't really believe that taxes are fair.
Right. No, not at all.
Okay.
No.
But, I mean, if I need to make a defense of the fair tax, I'll say it's neater than...
It's simpler, you mean?
Yeah, simpler. It's
transparent
much
is
more
a big word, because when you pay at the register, you see how much money you're getting. And right now...
Is that part of the proposal, is that it has to be on the register as a separate item? Because, like, in the Eurozone or whatever, they have the
VAT
tax.
Right, it's built in and hidden
right,
and all that.
Hidden.
No, it's a line item.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
Let's step back for just a second here. New Hampshire is by no means a tax-free zone.
I didn't say it was.
I'm just saying. Well,
but when you go to the
register with a 99-cent bottle of Dr. Pepper,
yep.
And you buy it at the register, you're going to pay. You're going to with a dollar, you're going to get a penny back.
That's right.
Now, all those taxes are they that are incorporated into that bottle of soda, except for the sales tax because there isn't a sales
right.
tax.
You mean like the gas tax that the shipping company paid to ship it there?
Right.
The embedded
tax
taxes.
And,
you're
yeah, sure.
Those sorts of things they're all right
yeah.
in there.
It's hard to calculate how much
exactly.
of cost
really.
Of an item
it takes,
is taxes.
It's like trying to decode the tax code. 80,000 pages trying to figure out how much of your taxes embedded in your products is just as difficult.
Yeah, and I'll give that to you, Jay, that there's no doubt if the fair tax were implemented as it is proposed, meaning
it has to be.
Meaning, well, it doesn't have to because the government can do anything they want. They can very
there's
easily
strict
amend
language in the bill that says it has to be enacted as
they
written
can strip
or
it all out.
Well, then it
that
well,
won't be the fair tax.
Right.
It'll
well,
be some
that's
sort of
correct.
You
that's
know,
not what I'm presenting to you.
It'll then be a national sales tax with the you know keeping
but,
the income.
But
tax.
The government can do that anyway. They don't need
sure.
the fair
good.
Tax organization
right.
to do that. The fair
right.
tax organization advocates for a certain.
But if
thing.
You've ever seen the process of a bill becoming law, you know how ugly this process
yeah.
is.
Sure.
And there's amendments that are made to gut the original intentions of
yeah.
a lot of these laws. So
okay.
just don't think for a moment that you're going to be able to just sail this right on through. And obviously it hasn't sailed through, right? Like it's been at they've been at this for 20
it's,
years.
It's been stalled for yeah. 20 years. That's
all
correct.
Right. So what are some of the other highlights? So there's the benefit of the you know the lack of confusion, right? Because
right.
nobody knows how to do income taxes. That's why they hire people. They hire tax professionals.
Those that do.
Which, of course, means that the H&R Blocks of the world, the tax professionals, are
yeah,
going to lobby
are.
Against
oh,
this.
Oh, you betcha.
Because this
the
is
lobbyists.
Going to put them out of a job.
The lobbyists will lobby against
it. Right. This is putting them out of a business.
No. Okay. So there's still going to be accounting work because the economy is about to explode, which is one of the reasons I think they don't want to
explode
do it.
In a good way or
yes.
a bad way?
No, in a great way. No, I mean, can you imagine how much?
You mean if this passes?
Yes, if this passes, right. Yeah, no, right now the economy is, well, I mean, at least Trump knocked half off the corporate rate, which was. Okay, good. I'll applaud him for that. I mean, we're halfway there. You know, it's not around
tax. Not to defend corporations, but, you know,
exactly
the lower, all taxes are paid by consumers.
Of course. Yeah,
including
that's what I'm
the corporate
saying.
Rate.
So any, you know, the Trump's corporate tax rate reduction, I promise you, translated into cheaper products throughout the economy.
Yeah.
I promise you.
Except for the fact that he put tariffs on things to increase the price of
right.
Products.
Well, then, again, that's another subject we can cover at some point. But
okay, so the benefit, one of the big benefits, and I will agree with you on this. I mean, as somebody who's completely anti-tax and would do everything I could to avoid paying the so-called fair tax,
sure.
If it did come into place, obviously people are confused by the income tax.
Yeah.
If you make mistakes on the form, you could go to prison over it.
Yeah.
You know,
or don't file at all.
Right. It's a scary thing. I mean, I see you with Larkin Rose's book underneath
That's
all
correct.
Of that.
Yeah.
One of his many books, Kicking the Dragon,
That's
and
correct.
Larkin Rose, of course, went to prison.
Yep.
Because he didn't pay taxes, and
he, sure
he was a loud advocate of not paying taxes. We've had him on this show a number of times.
Yep.
In the past, a very brave individual. So, you know, obviously we would love to have people not going to prison for not paying income tax. Who wouldn't love to hear about the IRS being shut down? entirely.
God, you want to talk about a party?
That would be amazing.
We still need... So the Internal Revenue Service is an organization that handles revenue. It doesn't just handle the United States income tax.
Right.
So it could vary. It would vary. It would continue to exist.
Yeah, there still needs to be a revenue collecting agency. If they change...
Well, there doesn't need to be. They should abolish the whole government.
Well, okay. So
great. How's that
Florida...
write the bill and we'll put it in front of the Congress.
I don't think that's how you abolish the government.
Well, this is the only feasible way we can do it without taking up arms, I think. You know, this is about it. So
Florida has a Department of Revenue and not an income tax.
Okay.
Yes.
So does the state of New Hampshire.
Sure.
Yes.
Those were the goons that came to Porkfest a few years ago.
Income tax. New Hampshire has closer to an income tax than Florida does because there's a business tax in New Hampshire.
Okay. I'm not sure if you call that an income tax.
Well, the income tax people do.
Okay. Well, I don't know anybody who pays income tax in New Hampshire. Nor do I know anybody who pays business taxes either.
You probably do, and you just don't know. On the maps that show income tax out there, New Hampshire tends to be a different color than every other state because it has this odd way of sort of hiding an income tax.
But only for people who run businesses.
Yeah, well.
Right, which is like a fraction of the population.
Sure.
Yeah. So,
That's the reason why the fair tax makes sense, too. It turns the points of collection down from 150 million to a couple million.
Meaning the business owners will be the collectors of the income tax.
Sure.
The individual would not have to file paperwork at all.
None. Zero. You take 100% of your paycheck home with you.
That's a huge time saver as well.
God almighty it is, yes.
Like how much time do individuals who try to do their own taxes dump into it? Or those people who are hiring people, how much money are they dumping into hiring people?
And if you have a complicated business that requires has a lot of different factors, then the accounting costs are astronomical, and you still don't even know if you're doing it right.
Right.
You know, it's just such a waste of time. It's ridiculous.
So many of the rich people out there, and probably some people who have their own businesses and that sort of thing, manage to dodge a lot of
exactly. That's why they don't. I think that's probably why the Liberty Movement doesn't have widespread. Not necessarily because there's a lot of rich people in the Liberty Movement, but I'm just saying generally the powerful have figured out a way to avoid paying the income tax because it's not a tax on wealth; it's a tax on your income. So they structure it where they get a free ride, and then they put all the money into lobbyists to defeat the fair tax because it's for the people, and they're not the people, you know. So
what are the, like, you know, besides the simplicity aspect of getting rid of the income tax and simplifying people's lives, what is there another big perk or benefit that you know of to the fair tax?
Well, I mean, sure. I can go ahead and hit my bullet points here.
Well, you don't have to hit them all, but just like the top three or whatever. Like, what do you think the most important points are?
Well, just how many taxes it replaces. Because people don't realize it's not just your gross income that the income tax, you know, when you have money stolen from your check every week, they're funding quite a bit of different programs that have to be accounted for. Now, Medicare tax, the Social Security tax, the self-employment tax, the capital gains tax.
So this would get rid of Social Security as well?
No, that's a different issue, but it removes the tax from your income. So
meaning you would have to pay Social Security separately?
At the register.
I'm confused. So when you pay sales tax, the federal sales tax, that will somehow go to
that
a Social
funds,
Security
yes,
account?
Sir. It completely funds all operations of the federal government.
So, okay, so that would somehow be allocated to the Social Security accounts,
they wouldn't know
necessarily how much you put in to the Social Security, right? Not that matters, because they're just going
to
pay you whatever arbitrary...
It does matter to some extent, yeah.
No, I think, well, Social Security is going to have to be changed anyway. It's
well, they just pay you whatever they want anyway, right?
No.
No.
No, they pay you some... There's different sort of tiers in Social Security, and if you're the low-earning tier, you get the low-earning tier. If you were the middle-earning tier, you get the high-earning tier.
But they wouldn't know what tier you were on because...
Agreed. And he's correct. Social Security does need revamping if they're going to continue...
Privatization, more like.
It needs to be abolished.
Yeah, well, you know, at least if it's privatized, there's some kind of an option, then...
Fair tax isn't proposing that.
But people opt out. How about that?
Right, yeah, you could opt out. Uh-huh, sure.
All right, so you want to stick with us to keep going?
Please.
All right, more with Jay. He is an advocate of the so-called fair tax as we continue here from ForkFest 2019. Go to forkfest.party, learn more about the event, and join us over at freetalklive.com. Coming up.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.